Hello, and welcome to another Nugget of Truth. There are many throughout the world that wear the label Christian without really understanding what a Christian is. Jesus said the following in Matthew, chapter 7, beginning in verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness or disregarding my commands. So you can see, as I pointed out in my last post, it isn't the fact that you belong to a church, read the Bible, or wear a cross around your neck that makes you a Christian. The real issue is, and always has been, do you believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ? Let's take a moment to look at the word believe that I used in the previous quote. On the one hand, you can believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ to mean, I believe the teachings to be true. The belief is an intellectual agreement. For example, I know that it's wrong to lie, but I do it anyway. On the other hand, you can believe in the teachings of Jesus Christ to mean, I trust the teachings to be true, and I feel morally compelled to apply them to my life. For example, I know that it's wrong to lie, and I choose to be honest. Do you see the difference? In the biblical sense, believing in the teachings of Jesus Christ means that I am trusting in the teaching and applying that teaching to my life. When you do this, you are applying faith to the truth. The evidence of your faith is that you are doing what you believe. We are now ready to look at the central or fundamental teaching of Jesus Christ, and that is to be a true Christian, you must be born again, or born from above, as it's translated from the Greek. In chapter 3 of John's Gospel, we see an account of Jesus meeting with a Pharisee named Nicodemus. A Pharisee was one who strictly observed the law of Moses. Nicodemus had a genuine desire to understand Jesus' teaching, and so he came to him secretly at night to meet with him. In verse 3, Jesus said to him, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This means seeing the spiritual kingdom in action in the present life. Then Nicodemus responds, How can a man be born when he is old? How can he enter into a second time into his mother's womb and be born? You see, Nicodemus was thinking in the natural. He was thinking in biological terms, missing the spiritual point that Jesus was making. Jesus answers, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. To be born of water refers to the natural birth. To be born of the Spirit is obviously spiritual birth. Jesus restates this idea when he says, That which is born of the flesh is flesh. See, born of a biological birth. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, You must be born again. Jesus then reaffirms the spiritual nature of the new birth with an analogy. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. As you can see from the words of Jesus Christ, in order to see and enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again. It is a spiritual experience, not merely a physical or emotional decision. There's something that takes place inside the individual. Theologians call this regeneration and sanctification. The Holy Spirit released in the believer to help comfort, guide, and teach the individual to become more like Christ. Are you born again? If not, there's no time like the present to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I would encourage you to say a prayer something like this, and you need to say it from your heart. Jesus, I need help in this life and the assurance of heaven in the next. I've made many mistakes. I have regrets over the decisions I've made. Forgive me now. Remove all of my sins. Wash me clean. Come into my life. Let me sense your Holy Spirit in me giving me the assurance that I belong to you and that you belong to me. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary and that this was an expression of your love for me. I believe you rose again and that I can be confident that you will raise me up on that last day. I believe in you and put my trust in you. Amen. Until next time, blessings upon you and your family.